member, and by the Summer Stage Concert Series at the Arvada Center, presenting an outdoor concert including the Water Boys on May 24th. Tickets and information at summeratthecenter.com.
It's 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for Schultegale.
Thank you. young Roger the miller came courting of late to a farmer's fine daughter called beautiful Kate. She had for her fortune no many fine things, beautiful silks and gold, diamonds and rings. Her father, he gave her a neat plot of ground. She had also a fortune, she had also a fortune of £500. And the money and supper, they both were laid down. Well, it was a great sight to see £500. The sight of that money and beauty likewise made Roger's heart greedy and dazzled his eyes. Now that your daughter and money is here, 'tis I will not have her, 'tis I will not have her without that grey mare. Supper were taken from sight, and likewise young Cathy, his own heart's delight. Roger was taken and shown out the door, and ordered not for to come there anymore. 'Twas then he did tear at his long yellow hair, saying, I wish I had never, I wish I had never spoke of that grey mare. It was from 6 months they were over and past, and Roger the miller, he met with this lass. I think I do know you then, madam, said he. I am the same way with you, sir, said she. A man of your features with fine yellow hair. Oh, he once came a-courting, he once came a-courting my father's grey mare. To courting the grey mare I came, but you, my own jewel, my Cathy by name. I thought that your father would never dispute to give me the grey mare with you to boot, and not to risk a lose such a dutiful son. Oh, it's now I am sorry, it's now I am sorry for what I have done. For your sorrow, young Roger, I have little regard, for there's plenty of men in this town to be had. If you forgot the grey mare, you'd be married, you see. But now you have neither the grey mare nor me. The price of that mare, it was never so great. Oh, fare you well, Roger. Oh, fare you well, Roger. You're a sorrowful state. Away to his desolate home, and he sighs as he sits there and sups all alone. Cathy, she sings, she is happy and gay. She is with the young miller who works the long day. Lads, when you're courting, be always aware to court with the young maid, to court with the young maid, and not the grey mare.
Good evening. Welcome to Schultegale. This is Pat in the Denver studio tonight. Hope everybody's having a nice evening, and thanks for listening to us tonight. Schultegale's on every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. We just finished up there that little set with Karen Casey and Roger the Miller from her CD called Songlines. And produced by Seamus Egan. Then prior to that, we had Solis, The Flowing Bowl, and an album Oh, it's been back a ways. This the three-way street with Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell, and some young fella that we'll be talking to here pretty soon if he calls in. So, yeah, we do have a guest calling in tonight, hopefully shortly, and we'll have a hopefully a nice chat. He's usually in pretty good spirits every time I've talked to him, so all should go well. A couple things coming up here that I've got here in the Celtic Connection. So some events come up tomorrow night. The Folk Ragu with a special guest fiddler, Katie Henderson. They'll be at Swallow Hill at 7:30 p.m. That's Swallow Hill in Denver. On the 15th, Friday the 15th, you've got Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill at the Soiled Dove. And then they'll also be down at in Colorado Springs at the Stargazers on the Saturday night, which, by the way, is World Fiddle Day. That's right, May 16th, World Fiddle Day. Mark your calendar. Colcannon is playing, the Denver-based band Colcannon is playing for a play called A Man of No Importance. So they're providing the music for that play through May 17th, and that's at the Arvada Center. Speaking of the Arvada Center, on the 24th, the Waterboys will be up at the Arvada Center, and at 7:30 p.m., that's May 24th, and that will be in the outdoor amphitheater. The Indulgers will be performing on the 22nd here in Denver at the Eagles Lodge, and they'll finish up the May month up at Connor O'Neill's in Boulder. Brian Clancy keeps up his busy schedule down at Colorado Springs at Quinn's on the 14th, 21st, 28th, and up in Denver on the 16th and 23rd at the Snug. On Capitol Hill, up on Colfax there. That's the Irish Snug. And Skeen Doof will be down in Colorado Springs on the May 16th. That's Saturday. And they'll be performing at 10 o'clock a.m. That's morning at the Baltania Laforet Retreat. I hope I pronounced that even close. Then they'll be actually here at KGN, actually up in Boulder with Carl, on May 20th. So there you go. You can probably guess who we're going to have on, hopefully. But we're going to play some more music and see if the call comes in. So hang on. Here we go with... hold on a second. I'll get it in there. I'm looking at the phone here. It's down in Denver. I can't hear the phone. I can't see the light. It's off to my back, believe it or not. So it's a little hard to see sometimes. But here we go. Here's another hint. Okay, who's going to be coming? Who's going to be calling in here in a few minutes?
Oh, I'm shocked.
Seamus. Hold on 1 second here. Good to have you. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, good. Good. It's great to have you on, Seamus.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's I've been giving people hints here, you know, playing some music that you've produced, some that you've written with some old colleagues and that. I've been giving people hints and that about who's calling in tonight. But, folks, we have on the line Seamus Egan. And, you know, boy, I tell you, it's Seamus, you know, everything he touches, you know, when it comes to Irish music is just golden. I mean, the guy has got, like, I don't know, Seamus, how many all Irelands did you get when you were a kid, like before you were 14? Four, five, something crazy?
Four or five, yeah, a long time ago.
Well, you know, it's really something, though, to look at your, you know, things that you've accomplished at such, you know, beginning at such a young age, you know, with all of your awards and that. And then also, you know, going on doing things with Mick Maloney and Greenfields of America and, you know, Chanting House and, you know, doing the things with Eileen and, you know, the Brothers McMullen, you know, doing the music for that film by Edward Burns, way back when, you know, I mean, you know, you wrote the hit with, Sarah McLachlan, I Will Remember You. Man, I tell you, it's fascinating just to look at your collective works and that. Of course, most people know you as the founder of Solus, and Solus is now, what is it, 15 years?
15, no, it's actually, we're coming up on 20 years now.
20?
Next year will be 20.
Wow.
It feels and sounds very strange coming out of my mouth to actually, you know, be telling people that we're coming up on our 20th year. I mean, it still feels like, you know, the early days of the band. And I still remember that feeling of starting out when we were, you know, we were the young pups on the walking down the road. So it's gone very fast, but yeah. 20 years.
Well, I tell you, you know, folks from Colorado, you're no strangers to Colorado. I think we were talking, a couple years ago, but I think Colorado, I think Denver was the first place you played with Solus after you guys formed west of the Mississippi. So I think we have that distinction written in granite somewhere.
Well, Denver and Colorado has always been very, you know, warm and welcoming to Solus from the very early days, and it's always been one of our favorite places to visit anytime we're out on tour, and we always look forward to it. So Colorado and Denver and just holds a special place in the Solus heart.
Well, I tell you, you've sure made a lot of friends and fans out here. You've played everything from, you know, to the Paramount to the Boulder Theater to the, you know, Planet Bluegrass to, I mean, just all the venues, all the shows that you've played outside of Botanic Gardens. I mean, it's just so many places over the years and and Colorado's really lucky to have you, you know, point the steering wheel this way and, you know, come in, I don't want to say regular, but, you know, at a fairly regular pace, you know. So,
well, no, I mean, I think there was a time there, you know, where I think if we were to pick one state that we probably spent the most time in, I think Colorado was certainly either number one or number two as far as the place that we played the most regularly. And we were, like I said, you know, it's become a place that we have very fond memories of.
Well, like I said, a lot of fond memories coming back at you. I know that from me and from the thousands of other fans that you've won here over the years and that. But over the years too now, Seamus, you know, it's, as the Beatles will attest to, it's hard to keep a good band together, right?
Yeah, there are probably easier paths to take.
Well, you know, you started out, you know, with a great lineup, you know, Karen Casey and John Doyle and Winifred and John Williams, of course, you know, Winnie still burning the fiddle up there but you know, a lot of people come in and out of the bands over the years, and what's amazing is the level of talent. You know, I mean, it just has never diminished over the years. I mean, it's just, and I attribute a lot to you, because you know, I mean, I tell people, look, if Seamus Egan puts the project together, it's going to be solid. It, you know, it's going to be a good project. You know, speaking of projects, I mean, all your projects, the last one you did, Shamrock City, was just fantastic. I mean, you guys just did such, it was such a creative, such a nice presentation, and all the work that you put behind that, you know, for folks who don't know, but maybe just coming in, Shamrock City kind of tells the story of Butte, Montana, you know, the mining town, you know, around the turn of the 20th century. You know, had a lot of Irish immigrants in there. And even to this day, per capita, Butte, Montana claims the highest degree, I believe, per capita of Irish Americans.
It's such a unique place. And you know, and it's just, you know, a place with such an amazing history. And just, you know, as, you know, luck would have it that, you know, with my family connection to the place, and you know, we really were, you know, really fortunate to have had the opportunity to do that project, and to have, you know, and meet all those wonderful people there in Butte that were so incredibly supportive and allowed us to sort of come in. And you know, and really, I mean, the whole thing has taken, you know, on and off really the past 10 years. Of my life has been sort of going out there and learning about this, that, and the other, about Butte, and about, you know, my family story, and which has, you know, came out as Shamrock City, and what's really kind of amazing now is that, you know, we've had, well, as you mentioned there, it was the last Solace album and project and our last touring sort of thing for the last couple of years, but now it's sort of taking on another life. As over the last 2 years now, I've been working with a really great writer from Boston, and we're turning it into a musical, and so it's sort of evolved into this other sort of facet of the project, and so it's really interesting to sort of see how, you know, how the whole thing has developed and just sort of taken on a life of its own.
So somewhere down the pike, we can anticipate Shamrock City, the musical, coming.
You know, if we keep our fingers crossed, stranger things have happened. But we've had, over the last year now, we've had two readings of the play. We just did one in New York at the Irish Art Center at the end of March. Where, you know, the latest version of the play was read by actors, and we had Solas was there, and we did music that, you know, we've written a ton of new music. So yeah, it's a really sort of exciting process. It's a very new process, a very new experience for us, but it's really exciting, and it's just sort of it's just interesting to sort of sit back. Well, not actually sit back. Very much in motion with the whole thing, but it's been a great experience, and we really are excited about what about the possibilities in the near future.
Well, And obviously, you've got a number of balls up in the air, and including a new project that has to do with getting all the old gang back together. I mean, what I mean by the old gang, I mean everybody who's ever played in Solace and that. So,
which is a big gang.
Well, it's a big gang, and you know, well, just tell people about the project and you know, some of the things you're doing with it.
Well, what we were looking at doing was, so whilst we realized that we were kind of coming up on the anniversary, you know, we talked about, you know, some way of, I suppose, marking the occasion, and we thought, you know, at our 10-year mark, we got everyone together that had been in the band at that point, and we all gathered in Philadelphia for a couple of days, and what came of that was what we released in 2006 called Reunion. And it was just a live concert one night where we had everyone in the band. We filmed it and we recorded it. And that was just a, you know, sort of a magical night for us, because we only had one shot to get that many people together with everyone's lives and, you know, everything that everyone's involved in. And it all, you know, it actually all came out without a hitch. And then we were thinking, well, now, quite honestly, I don't think at that time we actually thought we would have to consider what we might do 10 years after that. And then when we were thinking about it, we thought, well, let's try and get everyone back together again. Plus, everyone else has been in the band over the, you know, over the 10 years in between. So, you know, after, you know, throwing around a bunch of different ideas, we thought that it'd be really interesting to sort of reconvene everyone, not in the way that we did for the reunion project, but for get everyone into the studio and actually record new music and just sort of see what would happen. And not necessarily even in the sort of strict lineup configurations of the, you know, that, you know, whoever was in the band, and, you know, that it didn't really matter. So what we're doing is just everyone's kind of getting together over the course of, I think it's three or four recording sessions, starting actually very soon in the next couple of weeks. And that will, you know, the last recording session, I think, will be in early July. And we'll see what happens. But it's everyone that's in the band. One of the things that we're sort of really, sort of excited about is that the original lineup is actually will be in the studio as the original lineup for a couple of days. This is the first time that's happened since, I think, 1997, for when we were doing the Sunny Spells, Scatter Showers, and Sunny Spells and Scatter Showers, which was our second album. And so it was the idea of getting everyone back together all these years later, not playing any of the old music at all, but actually making new songs and new tunes. So that's the that is the plan.
Well, it's a different twist of, you know, getting everybody together and then doing all new stuff. I mean, that's a bit ambitious. As a little, I guess you wouldn't be worried. I mean, I really, now that I think about it, I won't even ask the question, because there's just so much talent there. I mean, really serious talent that you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we did wonder about that, because, I mean, obviously, we don't have a lot of time to spend together. I mean, everyone's life is going on, and, you know, they're on the road, you know, doing their own music, and, you know, like Noria Kennedy, who was with us very recently, and, I mean, she just had a little baby and needs a very party. She just became a new mom. So, like, everyone has everything going on, and so we thought, well, you know, the likelihood of getting everyone, you know, together for, and everyone played in the band for the last couple of, you know, for a couple of days, that would be pretty much impossible. So, and also, we were intrigued with the idea of, you know, recording new music, and that's really what we wanted to do. So everyone was, you know, really, everyone's been just you know, kind of jumping through hoops to make it work. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's kind of exciting, and it's certainly like the last thing we did for the 10th year anniversary. You know, it's kind of flying by the seat of our pants, but that's kind of been the way Solus has always kind of existed. So it would be strange if it was, you know, if it was any sort of camera.
Well, it just seems to be, you know, with people living all over the place and you know, some are across the foam in Ireland there. And so you would think that it's just, you know, I mean, they're doing it because they're enthusiastic about it, you know. I mean, and nothing's really great achieved without enthusiasm. So, you know, I'm just so excited, you know, to hear about it. Our good friend Cindy Reich told me about it. And she also said that there's a Kickstarter to help this big project move along and get some of the fans involved that they want to be. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, starting with you know, Shamrock City a couple of years ago, that was our first time having gone outside the, you know, the normal sort of record label way of making an album. And you know, when we started that with Kickstarter, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, and, you know, it was all very new for us. And that went, you know, that project got funded by, you know, from the generosity of our fans. And it really allowed us to do things, I think, in a lot of ways we couldn't have done in another circumstance. And so when this project, you know, when we started to plan this, we thought, well, we'll try it again with Kickstarter. And so just over 3 weeks ago, we launched a Kickstarter campaign for the project, for the album. And it's called, the album's called All These Years. And it's been going really well, and we've got six days left on the campaign. It ends on next Wednesday, 20th. So.
Well, it's plenty of time for Solus fans to get involved. I mean, you know, the cool thing about those Kickstarters, I mean, it's fans getting involved because you're going to get something out of it. I mean, true fans are no doubt would be, you know, biting at the bit to get the CD anyway. So, I mean, they can just basically, it's almost like putting in your order in advance, you know, in a lot of ways. And of course, depending on what you want to do, you know, there's all these different levels that you can get involved with. So I think it's very cool, you know, concept for people to get involved with that Kickstarter program. And so where do they go to? They just go to solusmusic.com, or is there another place?
Well, if you go to solusmusic.com, you can, there's a link right as you get there, and it'll bring you directly to our Kickstarter page. Or you can go directly to kickstarter.com and just put in Solus, and the whole project will be there. We've got a video and a write-up, and you can see all the updates and read about all the rewards. And, you know, we've got some very, interesting rewards up there for everyone. There's certainly something there for everyone. Everything from, like you said, you know, you can get, a pre-release download of the album, all the way up to Fiddle Lessons with Wynn, or Skype Fiddle Lessons with Wynn, or Skype Lessons with me on the banjo and the flute and the whistle. My father is making a sculpture from Wynn's old destroyed fiddle bows, because anyone who's seen Solus in concert would be familiar with Wynn destroying bows as the show goes on. So we've got had this massive collection, because you won't throw them out. They come back to the house, and they end up here after each tour. So over the years, there's been this massive build-up of just broken and destroyed bows. And my father's a bit of a sculptor, and so I was talking to him, and so he thought that he would make a sculpture out of these bows. So he's doing that for the campaign. So we're not sure what it's going to look like, but it's going to be interesting, for sure. And there's all kinds of things. You can get original handwritten lyric sheets from Shamrock City. What else? There's, you know, you can meet the band and have dinner with us and everything before shows. All kinds of things. If you go to the Kickstarter.com, you can read
Well, that's great. You know, the Kickstarter is a good program. I mean, it really is. You know, it's a fan based project. You know, where fans who know you are going to get involved and do some fun things with the band to help the project get going and get done. And you know, it's a very cool thing. So I would encourage Soulless fans out there to go to soulessmusic.com and you know, check it out in that. But you know, it sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing you guys the next time we get together. Hopefully it's sooner than later.
And absolutely. I mean the other, we're going to finish the album, but starting early, actually probably starting in January of next year, we hit the road. And we're going to be touring all over the place for pretty much, all of 2016. So I am sure that we will be seeing you out there.
All right. Well, we'll talk more, Seamus. And please, give my best to the gang. And we look forward to the next project here, and to hearing that new CD, and also seeing you here back in Colorado in the future.
Well, look at Pat. Thank you very, very much, and thank you for all your support over the years. Because I mean, you've been a really big part of the reason why we were able to get out to your part of the world, and so we really appreciate all of your help over the years.
You know, it's the easiest thing I've done in my promotional career, believe me. I mean, it's with that talent, you just, there's no question. When you know who's playing, you just know that if you can get people in front of them, the folks are going to go away happy that they came, and happy they spent their time and their bucks to come out on that night, because it's just, you guys are just so good at what you do. So well, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll chat again sooner than later, and give my best to the gang, and thanks for taking the time out to have a chat with everybody out here at KGNU, and we'll catch you down the road, okay, Seamus?
All right, Pat, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
sauerbein in the morning. Hogemorphin and sauerling. Sauerbein in the morning, legal. Hogemorphin and sauerling. Hogemorling Hogemorphin and Sauerling. Sorubwe all in the grain. Hogemorphin and Sauerling. Bob og the belt and the might and the tauri. So a skach knock a she skach clown. Kallini mashuch upon gelig legal. Hogemor fein and
That was The Gloaming, and the vocalist there was Irla O'Leonard, and that's one of Martin Hayes' project. On there is guitarist Dennis Cahill, and that song was just won an award, the BBC Award, I think best folk tune, folk song, and it's the band won the Meteor Awards in the UK, here in Ireland recently, and I mean everybody, like all the pop, you know, U2 and Sinead O'Connor and so on down the line were up for the same award, but The Gloaming won it. It's a fantastic CD with some fantastic masters of Irish music, and two of them, Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill, will be in Colorado this coming Friday in Denver, and again Saturday down in Colorado Springs. So they'll be at the Soiled Dove this Friday in Denver, and again at the Stargazers Saturday night down in Colorado Springs. Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill, just some of the best there are. Don't hesitate to see these guys. You might want to see them both nights, but I mean, they are just that fantastic, that brilliant musicians. And it's a rare opportunity to see them in Colorado. So take advantage. It looks like the roads are going to be clear, and a good weekend to go out and enjoy some fantastic traditional Irish music. This is Pat at Sholta Gael, and wishing you good night. Sholta Gael's on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock. And at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or streaming live at kgnu.org. And now, stay tuned for EC and Musica Mundi.
Pode me chamar que eu vou.
Eu vou.
Quando me quiser eu vou. Olha que eu vou. Eu já tô aí. É. Sem muita coisa pra levar. Sem quase nada pra fazer. Sem muita coisa pra dizer. E pra começar, pode me chamar que eu vou.
Eu vou.
Quando me quiser eu vou. Olha que eu vou. Eu já tô aí. É. Com toda alegria que puder levar, você vai cair na festa. Com todos os planos por todo lugar, você vai cair na festa. Você vai cair na festa. Sem muita coisa pra levar, sem quase nada pra fazer, sem muita coisa pra dizer. E pra começar, pode me chamar que eu vou.
Eu vou.
Quando me quiser eu vou. Olha que eu vou. Eu já estou. Pra dizer,
pra começar,
pode me chamar que eu vou.
Eu vou.
Quando me quiser eu vou. Olha que eu vou. Eu já tô aí. É.
Você vai cair na
sem quase nada pra fazer, sem muita coisa pra dizer. E pra começar, pode me chamar que eu vou.
Eu vou.
Usiwa mkubwa na uzuri moyoni kutwa na waza kosa kadi nililofanya. Weza kuwala watoto mimi sina atawadawa. Kila nikimwona mwana weza kuchungu nika